The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, the raw truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys, I love the fact that you guys are continuing to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. So in order to reach me on Facebook, it's Facebook/ The Raw Truth Radio Show, on Twitter / Chef Fraser, and Fraser spelled F as in Frank, R-A, Z like zebra, E-R, on LinkedIn / Raw Chef Sharon, and Sharon is spelled S as in Sam, H-A-R-Y, N like Nancy, N like Nancy, E, or you can check me out on my website, rawfoodexpress.com. Sorry for the spelling bee in the morning, but between my first and last name, I guess I have to spell it for the rest of my life. Okay, now, we are done with all the housekeeping and the social media and all that kind of good stuff. So let's move on, and let's start with my favorite part of the show, the I Didn't Know That. Now, most of you who've been listening in over the past 6 weeks know that the past six shows we've been discussing the ill effects of sugar. Well, today we're going to switch gears, and we're going to move on to nutritional deficiencies. And this is one of my pet peeve topics. We have 60 minerals that the body needs every single day, one of which is calcium. And later on in further segments and future segments, you're going to learn that you cannot just take calcium. All your minerals are what we call cofactored, and so you're going to need the other 59. But today's topic, as I mentioned, is going to be calcium. And did you know that 86% of the body's total mineral count is calcium? Calcium is the most prevalent mineral in the body, and it's composed of 99% of it is stored in our teeth and in our bones, and 1% of the calcium is in our blood, muscle, and the fluid between the cells, which allows our muscles and blood vessels to contract and expand. Now, calcium also is responsible for helping us secrete hormones and enzymes. So it kind of makes sense now with our poor diets and everything else, why everyone's having more and more digestive problems. So we're going to take a look at the fact that there are over 147 diseases that we have found that stem from calcium deficiency. And we're going to start, here are the top 10. First of all, calcium is a mineral, and it's an essential nutrient that must be supplemented, which means you cannot get it from your food. You do need to supplement, okay? Number two, osteoporosis is the number 10 killer in adults over the age of 60 years old. And of those 60-year-olds, 75% of them, after they've had a fracture, will not live 90 days. Number three, receding gums and periodontal gum disease. Now, this is something that I have a personal relationship with because I have been suffering from periodontal disease now for, almost 40 years. And in future segments, we're going to talk about epigenetics, and that's going to talk about how we have been sold the bill of goods that everything we have is a genetic disorder, and there's nothing that we can do about it. And when we start talking about epigenetics, you're going to be amazed to find out that many of the diseases that we have today stem from deficiencies during pregnancy, when mom was pregnant. They will pass through the placenta to the embryo, and it can appear like there is a genetic disorder. However, what there really is a deficiency in both vitamins and minerals, and we now have learned that deficiencies in both vitamins and minerals affect the way our DNA functions, which, according to scientists, would look like a genetic disorder. Number five, arthritis. Believe it or not, calcium deficiency. Most of the arthritis that happens nowadays is based upon wear and tear. But just know that arthritis is a direct result of lack of calcium. So you would need to bump up that calcium. But as I mentioned before, that's not something that you can do without looking at the other 59 minerals that you're going to need. Number five, high blood pressure. 85% of high blood pressure that is not related to kidney disease, not related to kidney disease, folks, is due to a calcium deficiency. Number six, insomnia. Can't sleep, more than likely, calcium deficiency plus the other 59. Those of you who suffer from kidney stones, bone spurs, heel spurs, guess what? Calcium deficiency. Number eight, cramps and muscle twitching. Those both can be the first sign of calcium deficiencies. Now, many times we'll say, oh, it's a potassium deficiency. Oh, you need more potassium. You need bananas. You need orange juice. But just understand, as I stated earlier, you're not only short on potassium, but now you find out that the first sign of deficiency is calcium causing cramps and muscle twitching. So now you know that it's not only calcium or potassium that you need. Again, cofactored minerals. Ladies, PMS, 85% of it is caused by calcium deficiencies. So when you're getting that, you're irritable, maybe depressed, and you're having the night sweats and all that, we definitely need to take a look at your mineral panel and make sure that you're getting all of your 60 minerals. Number 10, lower back pain. Again, calcium deficiency. And it's amazing how our body will give us signs and symptoms. We just have to learn how to interpret them. And that's really one of the purposes of this show, is to start to get us in touch with our bodies so we can start to understand when we start to demonstrate these little bits of signs and symptoms as to what exactly is going on. Now, let's talk real quick about caffeine and alcohol, both of which will pull calcium from the bones, okay, when your diet is deficient. And did you know that it takes 17 cups of water to neutralize one cup of coffee? Amazing. So those of you that are gulping it down, guess what? You need to be drinking an awful lot of water, but then you need to be very careful, because if you drink too much water, you've heard of water poisoning. not only water poisoning, but if you drink way too much, you're now flushing out those very valuable minerals, okay? So let's continue to move forward, and we're going to move into just the meaty part of today's session, and then we'll keep going from there, and then we're going to get further and further in. Right now, we're going to talk about, reading labels, okay? This is another one of my pet peeves. Now, October 21st of 2002 was when organic farmers and processors started using the USDA seal. Its use is strictly voluntary. It's not a mandatory issue. So when we have farmers who are paying the USDA a fee of between $100,000 to $150,000 in fees to use the USDA symbol or seal, kind of sounds like a payoff, doesn't it? I mean, it's just kind of interesting. Now, there are criteria that farmers must meet in order to use that, and that is they have 1 acre of land. There must be a 20-foot border on the interior to keep things from leaching out of the planting bed. So this is going to reduce, of course, the size of the growing area that we have, and by reducing the growing size, we're also going to be increasing the price of the food because of the fact of the reduced area that we're able to grow in. Now, the interesting thing is small farmers who gross less than $5,000 from their organic products and who sell to consumers or retails, guess what? They're exempted from that financial requirement of paying the USDA those heavy licensing fees. So small farmers can call their products organic, but they cannot use the USDA seal. Now, the USDA has approved 4 different categories for the organic labels. The first one is the 100% organic, and they are allowed to use the USDA seal. The second category is organic. Now, this means that the products must contain at least 95% of the contents by weight, excluding water and salt. They are allowed to use the USDA seal. The third one is made from organic, and those products must contain at least 70% of the contents, must be organic, and on that label, on the front of it, it can use the word, and it may use the words, made with organic, but it has to be followed up with 3 specific ingredients on the label, but they may not use the USDA seal. And the fourth one is going to be less than 70% of the contents are organic. They may only list those ingredients that are organic, and they may not mention any wording that contains the word organic. Now, we've got some really interesting stuff coming up. I'm going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. We're going to talk about organic versus conventional labeling. Like me on Facebook, / The Raw Truth Radio Show. On Twitter, / Chef Fraser. On LinkedIn, / Raw Chef Sharon. And we'll be right back.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Join us for the 3rd annual Health, Healing, and Happiness event in Las Vegas, June 7th and 8th, the premier conference for natural solutions that embrace your whole body, mind, and spirit. We have 20 world-class speakers, healthy food demos, free classes, a vendor marketplace, and amazing giveaways. 7 master chefs of healthy cuisine will dazzle you with their mouth-watering cooking demos and delicious samples. Get your tickets today. To register, go to health-healing-happiness.com or call us at 702-772-9401. We'll see you there.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about.
Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment rising to levels not seen since the Great Depression.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. And I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Now let's continue with our discussion. We're now going to talk about organic versus conventional labeling, okay? Now, organic foods may optionally display the USDA certified organic seal. The little tiny thumbnail sticker that you find on your fruits and veggies may merely have the word organic on it. And the PLU, or the product lookup code number, will also be displayed on that little thumbnail. Now, the PLU code for organic produce will begin with the number 9, and it's a 5-digit long number, not 3 or 4 if non-organic. Now, this is a very quick and easy way to identify produce before you buy it. So here's a breakdown of what those PLU product codes look like. The conventional produce PLU code will be 4 digits long, and it will always begin with the numbers 3 or 4. Organic produce PLUs will be 5 digits long, and they will begin with the number 9. So this is going to help you as you're going through the produce department to discern right away whether or not you're looking at something that's organic or you're looking at something that's conventional. The GMO PLU code will be 5 digits, but it will begin with the number 8. And trust me, you will never see this labeling. This is why we're fighting so hard to get GMOs labeled. So remember, just be on the lookout. Maybe someday we may see our PLU code starting with a number 8 and be 5 digits long, but don't hold your breath, okay? There's a lot of lobbying and a lot of money that's behind all this, and they just don't want you to know what's going on. And speaking of that, I don't know if any of you have heard recently, Whole Foods has been not really telling the public the truth about some of their rice proteins and things, arsenic levels. So continue to question folks, question authority, continue to boycott, do whatever we need to do to put pressure on the government and our food producers to start giving us the truth, the raw truth. Now here's an example of what a conventional banana PLU code would look like. It would be, let's say, for example, 4011. That's going to be a conventional banana, you know, straight off the tree, no big deal. The organic version of that banana, the PLU code, would be starting with the 9, and then remember, 5 digits. So it's going to be 94011. And if those bananas were GMO'd and they were going to label them for us, that PLU code lookup would look like 84011. So I hope that helps you a little bit. Just know that conventional is always going to be 4 digits long. It's going to begin with the number 3 or number 4. your organic is going to be 5 digits long. It's going to begin with the number 9. All right, now we're going to switch gears again, and we're going to start to talk now about artificial sweeteners. NutraSweet, the brand name for aspartame, wasn't approved until 1981. Originally, the FDA had refused to approve it for more than 8 years because of many of the ill effects. Now, it wasn't until President Ronald Reagan took office, and Ronald was a friend of Donald Rumsfeld, who later on became our Secretary of State. But at that time, in the 80s, he was the CEO of Cyril, and Cyril is the manufacturer of aspartame, and aspartame is what's found in your artificial sweeteners. Now, the FDA commissioner who refused to approve aspartame was fired, and they appointed a new commissioner, Dr. Arthur Hill, and guess what? He allowed the use of aspartame. Now, long-term dangers of aspartame, first of all, it acts very slowly and insipidously. Okay, it's a silent killer. It has silent damage. Silent damage is being done. It can take anywhere from a year to 40 years to develop. And some of these changes are reversible, and some of them are not. One of the products of aspartame is wood alcohol or poisoning, which consists of about 10% of aspartame does contain wood alcohol or methanol. Now, methanol or wood alcohol is a deadly poison, and we usually associate methanol poisoning with alcoholics and skid row. As methanol is gradually released into the small intestine, where the methyl group of aspartame meets the enzyme chymotrypsin, which is the pancreatic enzyme that breaks down protein, and we talked about this in a previous session, the absorption of methanol is now accelerated when you have this free methanol and when it's ingested. The free methanol is created by the aspartame when it's heated above about 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, this will happen, for example, let's say you're making Jell-O, and it's a sugar-free Jell-O. Well, you've got to heat up the water above 86 degrees, obviously, to dissolve the Jell-O. So Jell-O is definitely one that you want to be very careful of, particularly moms, and we're giving our kids Jell-O and Mr. Buster with the carrots and all that good stuff. So just be very careful. Anytime you're heating up aspartame above 86 degrees, you're going to run into problems of free methanol being released. Now, methanol breaks down into what's called formic acid and formaldehyde in the body, and both of which are deadly neurotoxins and are toxic to the body. We talked about neurotoxins last week, so we don't need to cover that again, but basically these are chemical substances that affect the brain. Okay. Now, I do have an update as of January 2010 from Dr. Mercola, and these are just small observations that were made using NutraSweet. Now, this is far different than what you're going to ever hear, of course, from the NutraSweet company, but this is what we know. We know that 79% of Americans still regularly consume low-calorie or sugar-free products that contain artificial sweeteners. 59% of Americans still drink diet sodas. 49% of Americans still use regular sugar substitutes on a consistent basis. If you'd like to learn more about these deadly substances, check out the DVD, Sweet Misery. It's done by producer and filmmaker Corey Brackett, who had her own personal experience from these deadly chemicals, as she was experiencing all kinds of migraines and neurological problems. So you may want to check out that DVD. It is definitely an eye-opener. It will probably scare you to death, literally. Hopefully it'll make you stop. Now let's talk about the partial list of diseases that we associate with aspartame or NutraSweet usage. Things like leukemia, birth defects, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, lupus, arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. Now, some of these sound familiar to some of you, and you are definitely using sweeteners, okay? You may want to look at taking those out of your diet, see how those symptoms lessen, and then put it back in again and see if your symptoms worsen. Either way, you should not be using them. They're not good for you. Also, the diseases that are associated using aspartame will be some emotional ones, things like depression, bipolar disorders, epilepsy, seizures, migraines, tingling, numbness, hearing loss, tinnitus or ringing in the ears, or some people call it tinnitus, blindness, blurred vision, stomach disorders, heart disease, impaired kidney function, and weight gain. Now, I think I've listed just about enough to cover just about the majority of the most common diseases. So if any of these shoes fit and you're using aspartame, you may want to look at taking it out of your diet totally. All right? Now, we're going to move on. We're going to cover GMOs and GEs. So GMOs are genetically modified organisms, and GEs are genetically engineered. Now, we have a lot of material to cover today, so I'm going to kind of move fast through this, but you can certainly listen to it again tonight at 8 p.m. on the archives, and you can catch it again and take all the notes that you need, okay? So here we go. We have, on the GMO and GEs, we have wheat, corn, soy, canola. And by the way, folks, did you know that canola is a man-made oil? It does not exist. It's made in a laboratory. The cotton that you're wearing, your clothing, GMO'd. Sugar beets were added and signed by President Obama in 2011. And recently, at the beginning of this year, we added zucchini. So you may want to add those to your list and make sure that those are at least organic, or in our case, as much as possible, eliminate them. That's wheat, corn, soy, canola, cotton, sugar beets, and zucchini. In fact, when you look at processed soy milk and soy products and soy ice cream, they've all been linked to malnutrition, digestive problems, thyroid dysfunction, cognitive decline, reproductive problems and disorders, immune system breakdown, heart disease, and cancer. Now, soy. Let's talk about soy real quick. Soy is going to include edamame, whole soy flour, natto, N-A-T-T-O, which is fermented soybean, miso, which is fermented soybean paste, tempeh, fermented soybean cake, and naturally fermented soy sauce. Now, we do not support, at our restaurant, Raw Food Express in Las Vegas, we do not support the use of any soy, whether it be organic or not. Okay, we just don't do it. We try to steer people away from it, and they're going to claim, well, you know, the women in China and Japan, they eat soy and yada, yada. That's all well and good, but guess what? It's not the same here, okay? And we know that everything that is manufactured here under food is specifically for profit. So let's do this, folks. Let's take a real short break. I'll be right back. This is The Raw Truth, and I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, /, The Raw Truth Radio Show, on Twitter, Chef Fraser, and on LinkedIn, Raw Chef Sharon. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Join us for the third annual Health, Healing, and Happiness event in Las Vegas, June 7th and 8th, the premier conference for natural solutions that embrace your whole body, mind, and spirit. We have 20 world-class speakers, healthy food demos, free classes, a vendor marketplace, and amazing giveaways. Seven master chefs of healthy cuisine will dazzle you with their mouth-watering cooking demos and delicious samples. Get your tickets today. To register, go to health-healing-happiness.com or call us at 702-772-9401. We'll see you there.
How do you find out more about wellness? When we let our busy schedule keep us on the run without stopping, something's going to give. How is the balance in your life? Are you overhyped or feeling run down constantly? Is stress doing its part to control your life? Listen for Be Well Bites with host Jamie Relay. Our show is all about connecting you with the experts that can help you with living a nourishing and fulfilling life in small, bite-sized tips and ideas. Nourish yourself and tune in to Be Well Bites on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth with me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And we're going to continue on, just have a few more things I want to talk to you about in the soy category. There is a book that you can get. It's called Food Allergy Survival Guide. I would suggest getting a hold of it. It's going to give you a lot of detailed information about different food allergies and different things, what you can expect and what you need to stay away from. And it's a kind of a Bible that I use all the time. Now, there are about the top eight things that people are going to be sensitive to when they start experiencing soy issues. For example, if you have occasional or maybe frequent indigestion, if you feel gassy or you're bloated during your meals or shortly thereafter, if you get migraines or any other types of headaches, many times you'll have nasal congestion or maybe just intermittent joint pain. You'll have periodic or maybe random bouts of anxiety, insomnia, fatigue. Or do you just have that kind of foggy brain fog feeling? Many people suffer from these types of symptoms and don't really know what they're coming from, and so they run to the doctor. The first thing I would suggest is take a look at your diet. Okay, we have things that are called food sensitivities, and those are a broad category. They cover both food allergies and food intolerances. And we have food allergies in general. Now, these are when the body's immune system has a reaction to any particular food or food ingredient because the body recognizes it as a foreign object. And as a result, it sets up the inflammatory response. A food intolerance is an adverse reaction to a food ingredient, or an additive that does not involve the immune system. Typically, it just moves through the digestive tract. Now, when you have symptoms of both allergies and intolerances, you can have things like hives, eczema, asthma, headaches, depression, indigestion, bloating. And in those categories, there are about eight of them that are the culprits that are responsible for about 90% of the food reactions that we have today. So first we have on the list milk and milk products, eggs, fish, shellfish, soy, wheat, gluten. And let me just stop right there for a moment. On this note of gluten intolerance, all right? Now, some of you may run to the doctor to be tested. Oh, I might be allergic to wheat. And they can do an allergy test for you, and you can be negative for the wheat allergy, but still be positive for the gluten protein. So make sure you're being checked for gluten also and not just wheat, because as I say, you can come back with a negative and still be showing all these other signs and symptoms that we talked about, gas and bloating and so on and so forth. Also, you want to take a look at peanuts. Now, peanuts really are not a nut. They're a legume, but they also can trigger 90% of the food reactions that people have nowadays. Also tree nuts, which would include things like almonds and pine nuts. So these are things you want to take a look at. And if you experience any of these, you may start looking at things like arthritis and asthma, ADD, ADHD, the candida yeast infection, which can also come from long-term antibiotic therapy, dermatitis, also known as contact dermatitis, depression, digestive disorders, migraines, and other headaches. So let's take a look now at food combining. Now, this is one that, for people who have digestive issues, I hear this all the time, or maybe I should be combining foods. And basically what food combining boils down to in the nutshell is that your body is not able to digest food properly, so therefore it should be eaten in a specific order so that we're not mixing proteins and carbohydrates and all kinds of other sweets and sub-acids together, which would affect digestion. Now, what I usually tell most people is you will know specifically if you have or if you are a candidate for food combining. Because when you eat, as soon as you eat, when you combine anything, if you do start experiencing the gas and the bloating and all these other things that we've talked about earlier, then you may definitely be a candidate for food combining. Now, the main purpose of food combining, of course, is to help the digestive tract, but also it's designed, if you can do it and maintain it, you will get maximum nutrition because you're allowing different foods to pass through the digestive tract at different times. For example, transit time for water, 0 to 10 minutes. Juices, 15 to 30 minutes on your juices. Fruits, 30 to 60 minutes. Melons, 30 to 60 minutes. Sprouts, any kind of sprouts, about an hour. Wheatgrass, anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes. Most veggies, about an hour to 2 hours as they pass through the digestive tract. Then we have grains and beans, 1 to 2 hours. Dense vegetable proteins, 2 to 3. Meats and fish, 3 to 4 hours plus or minus. And shellfish, 4 to 8 hours plus or minus. Now that's a pretty long time. And as you can see, that most of what we're eating when you're looking at grains, dense proteins, and our meat partners, that we're really affecting digestion big time. So food combining does work. It is a very laborious undertaking because you really have to plan your meals and what you're going to eat and do you have time to wait and all of that. What I would suggest for people who have food combining issues and they're experiencing those digestive problems, I would suggest, number one, why don't we go in and let's correct the digestive system first. Now, another one of my pet peeves is for you vegans, all right? Most of you are not supplementing, and you need B12 big time. B12 is necessary for the gut to make hydrochloric acid. There are specific cells in the gut that are called Castle's intrinsic. Without B12 supplementation, you do not have absorption because the hydrochloric acid in the stomach is too high, usually between about 2 and 4 on the pH scale, needs to be between 1.2 to 1.5 to actually break down proteins, whether they be animal or plant-based, in order to release amino acids and ATP for energy. So we like to correct the digestive tract first, and that's usually done with supplementation with B12, flora, fauna, probiotics. And on that note, let's talk about prebiotics for just a moment. The products that we use in our store, we are currently utilizing with great success the Youngevity product line. And this particular line has pre- and probiotics. Now, your prebiotics, which most people are not hip to yet, your prebiotics are going to take that hydrochloric acid pH, that pH of your stomach that I mentioned is between 2 and 4 on the pH scale. And let me just back up a moment for a visual. A pH scale is going to be 0 on the left, 14 on the right, dead center, 7 neutral. So most of us are on that 2 to 4 pH scale as far as our hydrochloric acid goes, and we need to be between 1.2 to 1.5 to effectively break down protein, and as I mentioned, whether it be animal or vegetable-based. Now, without B12 supplementation, we don't have Castle's Intrinsic. Castle's Intrinsic, those cells are responsible for helping the stomach make hydrochloric acid. So you can see, vegans, that if you're not supplementing, and as we talked about at the top of the hour, it's not just a matter of taking B12. There is a whole complex of the vitamins and minerals, 90 to be exact, 90 essentials that the body needs every single day. Of those 90, two-thirds of them, or 60 of them, are minerals. Now, the minerals must be cofactored, and we talked about this last week. Cofactored means they either need an amino acid or a protein to actually penetrate and enter the cell wall. If that's not happening, you're getting incomplete digestion, very little absorption, all right? And the whole purpose of that prebiotic is to drop down that pH from the 2 to 4 range into that 1.2 to 1.5 range, so we now can break down protein. Now, probiotics. Everyone's taking probiotics, and that's all well and good. And probiotics are going to help a little bit, but here's the issue. As we start to eat and we chew, in our mouth is alkaline. And as our food passes down through the stomach, it becomes acidic. Now, you can take 10 million probiotics when they hit the mouth. By the time they hit your stomach, maybe you only have 5 million. By the time they pass through the digestive tract, you may be only down to a couple of million, which explains why most people are not having any benefit from taking just probiotics. So please take a look at the prebiotic. It's definitely something that will help you. It'll help you break down that food. It'll help you break down those proteins. It'll help to produce the Castle's Intrinsic that is necessary for digestion so that you now can absorb. And the biggest problem that we're seeing now is that people just are not able to break down their food, therefore not being able to absorb. Those malabsorptions are what are causing many of the nutritional deficiencies today. And at our store, we do nutritional counseling, and we have a little questionnaire that we have you fill out. And it's going to break the body down into four different categories: hard tissue, soft tissue, blood sugar issues, and digestion. If you have one, two, or three issues, and one of them is digestion, we're going to attack digestion first. Because until we correct your digestion, nothing else is going to work. I hear it all day long. Oh, I'm taking vitamins. Oh, I'm taking probiotics. Oh, I'm taking minerals. Well, how's that working for you? Because of the lack of absorption. So just understand that pre and probiotics are critical for you to be able to absorb and to create the hydrochloric acid environment that you need in order to absorb all of the food. And at the same token, the probiotic on the back end to be able to now push that food that has been digested through the digestive tract. One thing you may want to also remember is when you have those days when you kind of cheat, and we all do because we're human, just make sure you load up and get those probiotics and prebiotics. Just go ahead and load up on them and move it on out, okay? Get it out of your system. Start working and getting back on your horse and doing what you know is right. Falling off the horse or falling off the wagon is not a death sentence. We all do it. We're all human. So just get back on, do what you know is right, get rid of all the junk that you've eaten, and then go ahead and move forward with the program that you were doing before you started experiencing, you know, the bad food and food habit, eating habits again. So let's do this. Let's stop right here. Let's take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys, like me on Facebook, / The Raw Truth Radio Show, and on Twitter, / Chef Fraser, and LinkedIn, / Raw Chef Sharon, and we'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Join us for the third annual Health, Healing, and Happiness event in Las Vegas, June 7th and 8th. The premier conference for natural solutions that embrace your whole body, mind, and spirit. We have 20 world-class speakers, healthy food demos, free classes, a vendor marketplace, and amazing giveaways. Seven master chefs of healthy cuisine will dazzle you with their mouthwatering cooking demos and delicious samples. Get your tickets today. To register, go to health-healing-happiness.com or call us at 702-772-9401. We'll see you there.
Find the healer within you. Listen for Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. Does your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life seem out of balance? Often this lopsided outlook is what drives depression, and that can lead to illness and other problems in your life. Chella's Chat is a discussion program featuring guest experts plus your input. All together, we'll help you understand that there is hope. Tune in to Chella's Chat every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. With me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And let's continue with our discussion. We have a few more points I want to cover on food combining. Now, Dr. Herbert Shelton, who's a very prominent health educator and holistic advocate, has established 9 principles for proper food combining. So for those of you who would like to partake, you can take some notes or you can catch it, as I mentioned, on the archive tonight at 8 p.m. We should eat acids and starches at separate meals. We should eat protein foods and carbohydrates at separate meals. We should eat one-of-a-kind protein foods at one meal. Eat proteins and acid foods at separate meals. Eat fats and proteins at separate meals. Eat sugars, which are going to be your fruits, and proteins at separate meals. Eat sugars and or fruits and starchy foods at separate meals. Eat melons by themselves. They combine with almost no other food. So if you're a melon person, particularly now as we're getting into the fruit and veggie season, you may want to do your melons first, okay, and then move forward from there. If you do eat desserts, make sure that they usually lay pretty heavy on your stomach. So you want to make sure that those are definitely eaten by themselves. They lay very heavy on the stomach, and most of them will ferment into alcohols or vinegars or some type of acetic acid. Now, you can tell by the way I've mentioned all these 9 principles, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, all right? You're forever looking at, you know, how long is it? What have I eaten? You've got to chart what you're eating, so on and so forth. Now, if it's something that you really, truly want to encounter and you want to get involved in, if you would like to email me at Chef Sharon, S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com, I would be very happy to forward you the food combining and glycemic index chart that we use and we give out in our store to those people who are interested in doing food combining. But as I mentioned before, it's just a lot easier to go in and correct the digestive tract. Yes, you are going to get more absorption if you're doing food combining, but then you end up being a prisoner of Zenda because you can't go anywhere. You've got to keep track of every single thing that you're eating and how long it's been. So many scientists, you know, believe that food combining is the way to go. Many scientists probably don't have the lifestyles that we do with basketball and ballet and piano lessons and so on and so forth. So you may not find that it's going to be something that's that easy. However, as I mentioned, if you'd like for me to send that to you, the food combining for health and glycemic index chart, I'd be happy to do so. And that would be, you can email me at Chef Sharon, Sharon spelled S-H-A-R-Y, N like Nancy, E, at Raw Food Express. Now, let's talk about the glycemic index. The glycemic index determines how quickly sugars are going to enter into the bloodstream. And that's something that we really need to know because many of us love honey. And just so that you know, on the glycemic index from 0 on the left to 100 on the right, honey is right up there. It's around number 97 or 98, which means as soon as you ingest honey, it dumps into your bloodstream, all right? And that's kind of like a refined sugar in the sense that the body sees it as a big nice energy jolt, and then later on you're going to have the crash. So baked goods and things like that, just know that the body is always going to recognize carbohydrates or starch as sugar. Please, it's critical to know that. Carbohydrates equal sugar. Just remember that. So when you're looking at pastries, you're looking at biscuits, you're looking at bread, you're looking at pita breads and pizza and hamburger buns, different types of breads, cereals, cereal grains. And that's another thing. We are not really supporting much grain eating anymore because we're now finding out that with our poor digestive tracts, we're not able to break down those wheat or gluten proteins, and they're just causing havoc with our digestive tract. Those of you that are suffering from acid reflux, irritable bowel, IBS syndrome, Crohn's disease, just know that they're all basically the same disease, just different levels of destruction of the intestinal tract or the little villi that we talked about before, those little projectiles that hang down inside your digestive tract. And once they come in contact with the chyme, which is a mixture of our saliva, our food, and our hydrochloric acid, when that chyme reaches the level where it comes in contact with those little villi that hang down, that blood vessel that runs in that villi will swell to about 87 times its normal size. And at that moment, ladies and gentlemen, when the chyme meets the villi, that is your point of absorption. And as we talked about before, in Crohn's disease, IBS, so on and so forth, most of those villi are in the upward position instead of being down so that they can come in contact with chyme. So you can see why we want to attack the digestive tract. In cases of Crohn's disease, which is like a stage 4, the critical mass with Crohn's disease is that you have malabsorption or lack of any type of absorption. And as a result, the body is definitely malnourished. As a result of the malnourishment, you end up with loose bowels to a point where it's watery. You may have to use the restroom 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day. You have to be on the lookout for where your next potty break and potty stop is going to be. And it's not a very pretty life. So for those of you that are suffering with Crohn's disease, if you have not been told by your doctor, please know that you need to correct that, because if you do not, you will end up ultimately dying from malnutrition and severe dehydration. On the note of dehydration, because of the excessive bowel movements, and you may alternate between constipation and loose bowels, just know that due to all that dehydration and liquid that you're putting out, you need to be supplementing with those minerals, because that's exactly what you're putting out. 60 minerals necessary every single day, all part of the 90 essentials that we need every day. So if you have questions about Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, anything that has to do with your digestive, please feel free to call my store at area code 702-992-0499. We are on Pacific Standard Time. We're on New Summer Hours, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, we've just about completed this segment for today. We've pretty much covered all the really, really important stuff that you need to know. Next week, we're going to talk about cosmetics and the chemicals and what's been going on with federal legislation and what's happening with our cosmetics. And just know, folks, particularly ladies and gentlemen, of course, that your skin is the largest organ of your body. So anything that you put on your body, just know it's going to be absorbed. So many of our different lotions and our potions and all these other things that we're using, just know that those things ultimately end up over time in your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, and can cause a problem. All right? So what we're going to do is next week, I have my wonderful guest, Jennifer Kornbleet, And Jennifer is a best-selling author. She's a raw food chef and instructor. She's the author of the best-selling book, Raw Food Made Easy for One or Two People, and Raw Food for Dessert, Easy Delights That Anyone Can Fix. She's also a faculty instructor at my culinary school, Living Light Culinary Arts, in Fort Bragg, California. And Jennifer is going to be sharing some very, very, very great tips on how to make raw simple, how to make it easy, and how to make it fun. It's not as laborious as everyone thinks, as long as you know what to do, where to shop, what to get, and just do very simple prep techniques that will speed along your process. So I would like to thank everyone today for the show. I hope that you enjoyed everything today. I would like to let you know that we are on Facebook, our / The Raw Food Raw Truth Radio Show, on Twitter, / Chef Fraser, LinkedIn, / Raw Chef Sharon, or visit my website, rawfoodexpress.com. Now, I would like to thank you guys for listening today. I appreciate you spending time with me. I hope you learned something. Now, let's do this again next week, so please, you stay tuned to The Raw Truth. And now you go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.